rookies wear down at this point in the season, why do you think that he's getting better and better at this point?
Because our rotation, and then on top of that, you know, we all, every day, is somebody bringing that energy. And I think every day, everybody's, you know, putting that money in the bank as far as working on technique, working on this stuff he do after practice. You know, that goes a long way. And with him, you know, he's still young, so a lot of people say they hit that rookie wall, but I think that's, it's not as bad as it used to be, like when we was coming up as rookies, because the practices ain't as hard. You know, it's just all more efficient work, you know, other than just, you know, a grinding 2.5-3 hour practices. You know, it's, you get in and you get out.
What do you say to people saying that this is a trap game for you guys, that you guys going to get caught looking ahead and just playing just the Bears? And,
well, you know, I don't believe in no trap games, man. All I know is, because our mentality is, we in the NFL. They professionals like us. And every week, the people that they've beat, the Pittsburghs, the, you know, who else did they have? The Carolina, you know what I'm saying? Like, they a good team. You know, they can run the ball really good. They just got a rookie quarterback back there, and they're not going to put it in his hands, you know, to try to win the game. I think they going to try to manage the game, and they're going to try to run the ball. And I think you can't look over nobody. You know, we learned that lesson last year. And this year, it's one game at a time. And I think I don't really believe this team worry about trap games. We just know we got the Bears in front of us, and we got to go out there and play.
How tough is it to stay mentally and emotionally up for all 16 games? Is it harder than what people may think? I know you guys think about one game at a time, but,
well, you know, it's not that hard, because, you know, with a lot of guys, like just even myself, what we preach out there is, man, you look up and the season over. You know, next thing you know, you in year 9, that'll be me next year. I'm trying to enjoy every game. Like, we got six games left, and that's the only guarantee that we have. You know, I mean, we want to play postseason, but, you know, we got to make sure we win out and, you know, make sure that we do what we got to do in the NFC East. And I think right now we're doing a great job. We just got to make sure that we continue to keep, you know, stacking these wins and just keep on focusing on the big prize. And, you know, that's our goal, is to make it to the last game and win it.
I know you guys talk all the time about we can't think about that, but you're talking about it. We're talking about it. Is it hard not to think about it?
Well, you got to talk about it. You got to put it out there. You got to speak it. Put it in, you know, just put it in your mind on, you know, when you kind of lose focus. Like, what are we really here for? And we're here to win championships. And what we got to do, we got to go out there and practice every day. And, you know, we talk about it because, you know, when people don't talk about it, we have used that approach. And, you know, it don't happen. Now, let's switch it up. Let's talk about it. You know, let's say, you know, this is our goal, and this is what we want to do. And I think, you know, a lot of guys, you know, have that mindset, but they do put in that work each and every day. They back it up, not just talk about it.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Dressing. Yeah, I mean, man.
Dressing.
I mean, look, everybody call it different. Stuffing, dressing.
I don't think hey. Stuffing.
Hey, dressing. You go to Detroit, that everybody going to say.
So what do you put
turkey
on salad?
And dressing. Huh?
What do you put on salad?
What you mean?
Is that a different kind of?
You're ranch dressing. Oh, yeah. Dressing. Yeah, I mean, well, look, that's what I grew up on. People saying dressing. You know what I'm saying? You go to Detroit, you're going to hear people say turkey and dressing.
Is there a recipe, someone with the family that makes it best?
My grandma, I mean, the wife. I mean, as long as it's not dry, you know, that's the biggest thing. Got to be moist, you know, and obviously have some flavor to it. But, I mean, I've seen a couple people make a couple mistakes, you know, but it's not really that hard, I feel.